This is Dr. Mejia, the temp for the patient, Tashina, T-A-S-H-I-N-A, NOLS, medical records 151-519, date of birth 116-1986. Referring physician, Dr. Jessica McGuire. Procedure performed, EGDN, colonoscopy, secondary procedures, biopsies. Date of the procedure, September 9, 2022. Indications, melena, anemia, abdominal pain, constipation. Post-op diagnosis, impression 1, esophagitis, LA class B. Number 2, irregular Z-line. Number 3, mild gastritis. Number 4, rectal polyp. Number 5, internal hemorrhoids. Depth of insertion, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD. Cecum terminal ileum for the colonoscopy. Complications, non-immediate medication as per monitoring anesthesia care. Withdrawal time was as 7 minutes per patient was good, per paragraph. Opropesias per double template, per terminal ileum was also examined, per paragraph. Findings, oropharynx appear normal, per paragraph. Esophagus, there's 17 erosions in the distal esophagus consistent with late class B esophagitis, per paragraph. The Z-lines appears irregular, biopsy taken large bear, superior paragraph, stomach, mild diffuse erythema, abdomen body, biopsy taken large pylori, pure paragraph, duodenum D1, D2 appear normal, pure biopsy taken from second portion of the duodenum, through celiac disease, pure paragraph. Colonoscopy findings and a rectum internal hemorrhage rate 1, period. In the rectum, there's a diminutive polyp about 2 millimeters, pelco biopsy, polypectomy performed, period, paragraph. Sigma descending colon appear normal, period, paragraph. Spinoflexure, transverse colon, hepatoflexure appear normal, period, paragraph. Ascending colon, cecum appear normal, period, paragraph. Terminal ileum appear normal, period, paragraph. Recommendations 1, flow pathology reports, number 2, anterior flow measures, number 3, avoid NSAIDs, number 4, we'll start protonic, 12 milligrams per daily, next number, high fiber diet, next number, 5 supplementation, next number, repeat colonoscopy in 5.